How's this for a really unpleasant policy choice for Unit 5 schools? Lay off more than 120 teachers and cut programs, go for a property tax referendum next year, or continue borrowing money for 5 to 6 more years until the district pays off bond debt and can raise new operations money without increasing the tax rate. Waiting means the deficit rises from $6 million this year to $10 million next year, and so on and so on. There's been talk of a tax referendum in the fall of 2020, but in this interview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Superintendent Mark Daniel says he's not sure about that, or the amount, or the district would spend the money.
And that will stem from this whole body of research in regards to evidence-based formula, in regards to what we believe is where our highest priorities are going to be. And to be honest, what is realistic? What can we actually move forward in regards to if we were looking at a referendum? So that, again, is not in any kind of formal discussion at this point in time, but there is research. I think it first needs to start with the evidence-based formula, look at our needs, look at what we're actually, where our resources are, the funding that we have, and then ask the community, what will you support?
The district has, as many districts do, resorted to a credit card approach with a working cash fund bond. How long is that sustainable, and do you cut and eliminate working cash fund expenses, that is interest payments, before you go for a referendum, or do you say we will cut X and this is what we will cut as part of the referendum initiative?
So great question, and the question being, how do we maintain the level of services that Unit 5 provides to its students and to its parents and its greater community? And the question being, what will the public eventually say, this is acceptable and this is not acceptable? So in regards to a working cash bond, yes, we did utilize that particular method. It's not uncommon in our state to be doing this, which, again, is not best practice. Referendum is definitely the best practice. My question is this, though. We cannot continue to go to property tax owners and ask them to bear the majority of this cost, which is the model that's currently being implemented from a state perspective. I think there needs to be additional funding flowing to public education if we're going to meet the needs of our students and our families and our communities. We have to figure out a different funding system. But I don't have the answer to that funding
but
system.
But if $400,000 extra dollars from the state is not $32 million.
Doesn't even come close, nor do we ever expect $32 million. To be honest, but there are things that we're providing our students today where I look at our dual enrollment, Heartland Community College, over $380,000 saved by parents because of free tuition or minimal tuition. I see those types of programs being essential. Those need to continue. Matter of fact, they should be expanded. I see mental health needs continuing to be the case. That's not shrinking, that's increasing. I see our need for special services in regards to special ed continuing to increase, not decrease. And there are a lot of reasons why these things are happening. But eventually the public will have to address that. If I were to reduce the amount of money to balance a budget without working cash bonds, I would be reducing over 120 teachers. That would be catastrophic in the area of, first of all,
scale that. Let's say 20%.
That's 10%.
10%.
10%. We have roughly 1,000. But you think about that, especially in the area where we already have, we finally have whittled down class sizes in the elementary. Some are still large, but fewer and fewer. That is not the case in the secondary world, 6 through 12.
So I'm hearing that you don't want to cut before going to a referendum, that would be an unacceptably harsh outcome for, in your view, for the district, and you will make that recommendation to the board that sets policy.
In my opinion, that would be catastrophic to not only Unit 5, but to McLean County. So yes, I would not ask the board to reduce. I would ask the board, if this would come to play, let's first ask the public.
When do you want the board to express itself about referendum and how much and alternatives if there is no referendum passage? Is that spring of next year? Is that fall of this year? When do you think the policy discussion will happen?
I think it will start in the summer of 2019. We'll be having these rather intense discussions. We'll have a board, a newly elected board. And as you know, we have five openings right now. And some of them are uncontested, but two are not. So we could have a different board. And that new board, their job to me, probably the most critical job that we'll have will be, how do you become fiscally stable? And how are we going to go about making that happen? There are some things happening in our near future. In 2024, 2025, 2026, substantial bonds roll off the rolls where we could save significant dollars. At the same time, you're going to save those capital project dollars, but you still have to fund an education fund.
Unit 5 School Superintendent Mark Daniels spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Listen to Sound Ideas later this week as Mary Cullen reports on the Unit 5 school board candidates who will be making the policy choices about deficits, debt, teacher cuts, and tax levels. This is Sound Ideas.